Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you're here, it's because you want to save money and I want to help you make it happen faster. So stick around. I'm going to be sharing some tips and tricks that will help you to save money in record time. I'm Jacent, licensed marriage and family therapist turned money mindset coach, here to help you manage and multiply your money. Okay. And I'm new to YouTube, kind of. I'm new to being consistent on YouTube. Stick around, subscribe, turn the notification bell on. I plan to add plenty value to your YouTube university education. And I want to make sure to get to know you. So leave a comment below with where you live and what your money goal is in this season. So when it comes to saving money, right? We hear the typical things like write your goal down, you know what I mean? Automate your saving. Budget, like all of these things we know we're supposed to be doing. And why is it that we're not doing them? Well, because I'm a therapist, I'm going to tell you it's because of psychology, right? And we can know what we're supposed to do generally and still not do it because our money mindset is not in the right place. And so if you haven't been able to upgrade and update your money mindset to be conducive to your success in this season, then that's going to be something you want to focus on when it comes to saving money, because otherwise you're going to be creating road bumps in your ability to manifest, manage, and multiply your money sooner. So the first thing you do want to do is to get clear on what that looks like for you to be able to save. How much do you want to save by when? Now, this is what I'm going to say, because when I started my money journey, I said I wanted to pay off a certain amount of debt in a certain amount of time, but then I practiced detachment and I was fine with whatever actually ended up happening. So you need to create the goal and then detach yourself from the outcome. Okay, this is the secret sauce here. This is what no one else is talking about or telling you when it comes to money. So if you want to save, you know, let's say $12,000 in a 12-month period, you can save $1,000 a month by saving about $33 a day or so. Someone check me on the math, correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But, right, things that come up in your mind are, well, where am I going to get $33 a day from to save? How's it that I'm going to, you know, make this happen in the next year if I haven't ever been able to do it before? All of that is mindset stuff. So one of the books I have my students read is called Lies We Tell Ourselves, The Psychology of Self-Deception. I highly suggest that you read it, but you want to figure out what's going to help you attend to your relationship with money so that you're able to get those kinks out of the chain of you being able to make progress toward your savings goals. Now, aside from that, right, getting really clear on what your goal is, right, write it down and make it plain, my friend. You want to keep it visually, you know, close by, mentally close by, and you want to be asking yourself the question, how can I save today? How can I save this week? How can I save money this month, this quarter, this year? And I would actually ask as well. I would ask people that I know, and I would also ask when it comes to like your car insurance, when you go to the grocery store, when you're shopping, ask the teller. How can I save money here? If you're always at Target, ask them how you can save money and what that might look like for you. And then you can reevaluate what that, you know, could look like in action, and then decide to move on that if you want to or not. Now, the thing is that when you save money, let's say at a store, here's the kicker. Deposit that amount of money that you would have otherwise spent on that thing into your savings account. Now, if you are the type of person who dips into your savings because you have poor boundaries, we'll talk about that later, then you want to put your money somewhere else where it's not easily accessible, right? So is that going to be in cash, under your mattress? I don't know. Maybe that's not the best place to put it. Are you going to open up a separate savings account with a different bank so even when you log in, you can't see it? A lot of money has to do with self-awareness and personal growth. And the thing about automating your savings, which can be really cool, is that if you automate your savings, you're not actually growing your money muscle. You are, you know, giving the job to the automation instead of stretching yourself and really being able to be better with your money, if that makes sense. Now, I'm not saying don't automate your savings. Do what works for you. But what I say is that you rob yourself of the opportunity to become more disciplined and consistent, which is what I often hear ladies want to do, when you don't do it manually. So I would say, you know, if you want to start saving and you want to become a saver, take on that identity, then start saving a little bit every day. That might sound crazy, but if you saved a dollar a day, that would be $365 at the end of a year. If you saved $2 a day, I think that'd be around $730. If you saved $3 a day, you would have, you know, well over $1,000. And that's more than the majority of Americans have saved for an unexpected emergency. And so just breaking down the numbers can be really helpful. If you wanna save $10,000, that's $30 a day. And that's going to be something that you can do to help build your money muscle and be able to get those wins, those psychological and mental and emotional wins that builds your confidence with yourself and with your money, as opposed to, you know, feeling like you are letting yourself down, like you're really bad with money, like, you know, something's wrong with you or whatever the case may be. Now, the tips that I give are different than maybe what you hear other people talking about when it comes to money. And it really does come from me having a psychological background. But this is the stuff that I've seen that's been helpful. I've had ladies sign up for my free challenge that I'll make sure is linked in the description. And one young woman reached out to me. She listens to my podcast. And she reached out to me after she signed up for the challenge and said that she was about to be done saving $1,000 within a month period from taking my challenge. And that was something that she hadn't seen herself do in some time. And so it's like being able to challenge yourself, I think, is another tip that maybe people don't talk about, is that you want to do a money challenge with yourself. But the thing is that when the money challenge ends, you just restart the challenge again. So, you know, if it's a 30-day challenge, 7-day challenge, you know, year-long challenge, or whatever the case may be, let me know if you want me to kind of take you through, walk you through step-by-step what some challenges could look like, because then maybe that'll be fun, you watching me do some challenges or sharing more challenges for you. I really look forward to creating a community here on YouTube. I'm a part of like the YouTube community, but it's gonna be fun to like share the information and chat with y'all and you know, get to know you in the comments and otherwise. So when you challenge yourself, right, you want to let perfectionism take a back seat, my friend, okay? You kind of have a conversation with perfectionism and let them know that we're doing an experiment, all right? We're experimenting with saving money and trying it in a different way. And it's not about success and perfection. It's really about progress and personal growth. I hope you got that. Pause it, go back, listen to it again, write it down, okay? And then the last thing that's gonna be really important that I think is gonna be so helpful is to prioritize your saving. I know that sounds crazy. Prioritize your saving. Treat your saving like a bill. You pay your phone bill. You pay to eat food, you get groceries, but you go into Chick-fil-A, you don't have to go to Chick-fil-A, you can go get your groceries at the store. So if you can go to the drive-thru, then you can save money. I'm gonna sit here and say it. If you can, you know what I'm saying? Like if you can pay your mortgage, you can start saving. Even if it's $1, even if it's $2, even if it's $3, you might be like, Jacinth, that's so frivolous, it's so little, da 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 da. But if something were to pop up and you needed $400 out of nowhere, you would be much happier in a year that you had the $400 than to have to go into debt for it or to be stressed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So prioritize your saving and treat it like a bill. When you treat it like a bill and it comes out of your, you know, money plan, it comes out of your money when you get paid, just like any of your other bills, then it's no longer like an option. You're not just saying, well, I can't save because I don't have more than enough. You have enough to save now because your money is oftentimes going to all kinds of different places that you ain't even planned in the first place, right? So save up front and make it manageable. Now, I'm not saying as soon as you get paid, send $1,000 to your savings. Like if that's not manageable for you, then don't do that. But you can send something. You can start building your money muscle and start exercising it so that it can stretch and grow, because your spending muscle is really strong. We know that, okay? Now we have to start building your saving muscle because we want them to be balanced. We do have to spend money and it's okay and it's good. We get to enjoy the fruits of our labor, but we want to balance out our muscles when it comes to money and allow for our saving muscle, our investing muscle, our debt payoff muscle, our wealth building muscles to grow and flourish as well. So these were my quick tips to save money fast. Save money fast. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but when you even just start asking yourself the question, how can I save money today? You're gonna see differences occur. You know what I mean? When you start saving up front, you're gonna start seeing differences in your money journey and in your relationship with money overall, right? And so I think that that's something that you definitely wanna dig into. I know I hit it from a different perspective. I hope it's helpful for you. If you have questions, leave them in the comments. Make sure to subscribe. Share this with someone who needs to see it. You wanna travel the world, build generational wealth, and really leave a legacy, and you don't wanna do that by yourself. So I would love for you to help us grow our impact by sharing this video with someone you know who could use it. And I look forward to talking to you next time, gems.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.